From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump and Sanders are the victors. Senator Bernie Sanders has won the New Hampshire primary election in the U.S. According to media projections, when all the votes are counted, he will have a huge lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A disappointed Clinton spoke to her supporters.
I know there are those who want to deny the passion and the purpose you all show every day for this campaign, but you are the reason we are here, and you are the reason we are going to win.
Republican businessman Donald Trump has won the Republican side. Ohio Governor John Kasich is in second place, with three candidates vying for third: Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, and Marco Rubio. The U.S. Senate is expected to approve tougher sanctions against North Korea as early as Wednesday. Michael Bowman reports Senate action comes just days after the North launched a long-range missile, long-range rocket, and weeks after it conducted a nuclear test.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, says the sanctions will pass with overwhelming support. The committee's top Democrat, Senator Ben Cardin, says North Korea's actions require a firm response.
And I would hope there would be no ambiguity at all in American policy as it relates to isolating North Korea.
Approved by the committee last month, the bill seeks to punish entities in China and elsewhere that help North Korea further its nuclear program or finance its military complex. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Chad's President Idriss Deby says he will run for a fifth term in April's election. He promises, though, to restore term limits if he's the winner. This is VOA News. For the first time since August 2013, forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are within 25 kilometers of the Turkish border in northern Syria. They continue to press a Russian-backed offensive that is said to be throwing rebel forces into disarray. The U.S. spy chief told Congress Tuesday that North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor that could provide fuel for nuclear weapons.
Pyongyang continues to produce fissile material and develop a submarine-launched ballistic missile. It is also committed to developing a long-range nuclear-armed missile that's capable of posing a direct threat to the United States, although the system has not been flight-tested.
That was National Intelligence Director James Clapper. He says the North has been operating the reactor long enough that it could capture the plutonium from the reactor's spent fuel within weeks or months. He spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday. The U.S. Senate has unanimously confirmed career Foreign Service Officer Scott Allen Marcel to serve as ambassador to Myanmar. Tuesday's vote moves Marcel from the post of Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian Affairs. U.S. President Barack Obama unveiled a $4.1 trillion spending plan Tuesday for the fiscal year that starts next October.
The budget that we're releasing today reflects my priorities and the priorities that I believe will help advance security and prosperity in America for many years to come.
It would be Mr. Obama's last budget before leaving office next January. The Republican-controlled Congress is already signaling it will ignore many of the president's new initiatives. 14 individuals in North Carolina, including 8 former law enforcement officers and 4 correction officers, have been convicted of drug trafficking. The FBI began an undercover investigation in 2013 following allegations of corruption within the Northampton County Sheriff's Office. Among those convicted Tuesday were several senior officers in the department, including a former captain, a lieutenant, a sergeant, and a couple of sheriff's deputies. The International Organization for Migration says 409 fatalities have been recorded among migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea in the first 6 weeks of 2016. An IOM statement on its website says the number of new arrivals has passed the 76,000 mark, nearly 2,000 per day. That is 10 times as many as during the same period last year. U.S. engineers examining northern Iraq's Mosul Dam say they have found new signs of stress in the structure, and it is now at a significantly higher risk of failure that could devastate vast areas to the south. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.